My name's Mark, I'm an addict. I'm not a public speaker. And I'm feeling very nervous. It's really good to be here. And it's really good to be clean. And I'm a proud member of NA. And it's really nice to be asked to speak at a meeting this size. A bit about my using. I used... When I started using, it was really good fun, and I really enjoyed it, and I just wanted to have a party, and I didn't realise I was running away from anything. I didn't realise I was doing it to escape my feelings. I just thought I wanted to have a laugh, and I started sniffing gas, and I was just running away from myself, and... for a number of years, the drugs worked. The drugs were, it was my solution. It was my therapy. It was my way of dealing with my life and how I felt and, identity and loads of stuff like that. And for about 10 years, I was taking drugs and I didn't want to. I didn't know how to stop them, and I tried for basically, throughout that whole 10 years, I tried to start, and I just didn't know how. And I tried loads of different ways, and none of them worked. I tried swapping from one drug to another, and it didn't work. And then I tried moving. I kind of moved all around the country and moved to different countries. That didn't work. I found the drugs, and I started using again. And I went to I've been to treatment centres, I've been to detoxes, I've been to prison, DDUs. At one point, I thought I'd join the Foreign Legion, and I couldn't get to France, so I thought I'd join the Marines. And I was in Somerset near Glastonbury at my mum's house, and I went down there, and I was about 7 stone. Track marks all over me. I was yellow with hepatitis B and hepatitis C, sitting there watching these Marine commandos on the video, thinking that there's got to be some sort of way out here, because there has got to be some sort of way out here. And I think I watched the video and that was it. But I wasn't happy with what I got. Or what I had, and I was always looking, to try and stop it. And, drugs turned me into the things that I started doing. I felt so bad about myself because I basically turned into the disease turned me to do some pretty scummy things. And and the shame that I'd have about doing certain things would mean that I'd wake up and use again. I'd stop using, in the reading it speaks about, alcohol is a drug. I start drinking. The trouble I get into drinking would, I'd upset people. I'd get into fights. I would, I'd say the wrong thing. Like the next day I'd wake up and I'd feel so ashamed that I'd have to start drinking again. And then, this would go on for a number of weeks until I found, the drugs that I wanted to take that would... basically kind of numb me out. And what recovery has given me is the ability, a day at a time, not to have to do that. The ability to have a little bit of peace of mind and the ability to be able to have a choice today. If I want to have a drink, if I want to use a bit of gear, if I want to have a pipe, if I want to do whatever, I can go and do that. But I got the choice today to kind of, and some tools to realise I don't have to do that anymore. I think when I first started to clean up, it's like the whole concept of, sitting around talking about your feelings, sitting here on a Friday night was completely alien to me, and I'm sure, the majority of people to kind of come to a place like this. And I thought I almost had, It was just really different, and I saw what people had, and I kind of thought, it's the sort of people that I use with, but they were clean, and they were sort of talking about feelings, and they were talking about you know, things that were troubling them, and they were talking about their hopes and what they wanted to do with their life, and they were, you know, saying horrendous things, and they, you know, that they, and they stayed clean. You know, their family had died, or they, you know, split up from this relationship or that relationship, or, you know, and they were still clean, and that gave me hope. And I went through a number of years in this fellowship of being clean for a certain amount of time and then using. And I'd come back, I'd sit in meetings, and I would feel like an absolute failure. No one said, you're a failure. You know, people said, keep coming back. Not, you know, good to see you. You know, how are you? But I felt like such a failure inside, because, you know, I was thinking, you know, why is everyone getting this thing and I'm not? And that was kind of a pattern throughout my life. It was like, I didn't know, you know, I didn't know what the problem was. I didn't know that it was... I knew I was a drug addict, but I didn't think the drugs were, you know, were, you know, I kind of saw the drugs as a solution, I suppose. And, you know, I'd see people, you know, getting clean, and I couldn't do it. And I felt so sort of ashamed, and, you know, I really wanted to do it. And then I'd use, and I'd think, how have I done this again, you know, throughout my life? How have I done this again? How have I ended up in prison or in detox or in this, or, you know, how have I ended up, you know, stealing off my family, off my friends, lying to people, you know, sort of degrading myself. And you know, a day at a time, I'm 4.5 years clean. And, you know, it's a miracle. It's not like me. This is not the sort of thing, you know, my life today is not the sort of life I ever thought I was going to lead. You know, I went to college. I've been to college in recovery. I didn't know, you know, I left the treatment center, didn't know what to do. I went and did a college course, and then I did a I went to university and I did this. This is not the sort of thing that I ever thought I would do, you know. And to sit there with my family, getting the, you know, graduation ceremony, and the guys with the big sticks and the hats and all that, this is not the sort of thing that I do, you know. It's like, you know, from the things that I used to do, and the things that I've got since I've come to NA, and the majority of it has been the people. You know, I've kind of come into NA, you know, some of the friends that I made a lot of friends during the Acid House time. They were all very, very deep friendships that were formed over about 2.5 days or an extended weekend, which was about, 2 weeks or something. And, you know, I don't see those people. You know, I don't know where they are. You know, just from that period in my life, there's been a lot of people that have, you know, committed suicide, you know, are doing life sentences, are, you know, just kind of really, really caught up in the madness. And I see it a lot. I do something that's really fundamentally changed my recovery was when I was a year clean, I started doing H&I work and going into detox and going into prisons, and gave me the understanding, because I always think, you know, I came in with very, very low self-worth, very low self-esteem, and I thought, I don't really know anything about recovery, you know, and I can still think that today. I think, 15 minutes, what can I say, you know, 15 minutes? But to actually go into a detox and see people who are really struggling and say, you know, I can't, you know, well, how do you do it then? You just say, well, you know, just for a day. You don't use for the next half an hour, for the next 10 minutes, for the next 5 minutes. If you don't use, you know, and then, you know, try and get a bit of support, phone people up, you know, when you get out, go to meetings. There's over 200 meetings, and, you know, all this sort of stuff that you kind of realise, actually, I've got a bit of, you know, knowledge and a bit of understanding. And, you know, seeing people sort of doing, you know, long sentences that, when I came around, had 5 or 10 years or 15 years, and you see them, and, you know, it's just like, you know, they just look very different, you know, and it just reminds me that, you know, today, I really don't want that today. you know, I've got a sponsor, and you know, I've worked through the steps with him. I've written a full step. I've spoken to him about it, and you know, a lot of people say about the fourth step, it's like, you know, they felt this great release, and you know, they felt really free after they did it. I didn't. I did initially that night, but for about 2 weeks afterwards, I thought, what have I done? What have I said? How can I have, you know, told someone those things? And, you know, that process of sort of opening up and being honest, you know, and also I'm kind of jumping around a lot, but I think one of the, you know, another fundamental thing for me has been the surrender, you know, on a daily basis, that, you know, to kind of say I'm an addict. You know, I want to be in NA. I'm proud to be in NA, and I'm really grateful for what I've got. And I'll tell you a little bit about what's going on at the moment. We're moving into a new flat. Since I've come into recovery, you know, I've been to university. I've got a son. I've had a son in recovery, and this was something that, you know, it was like the biggest decision I've ever had to face in my life. You know, I fell in love with someone in the fellowship. She had 30 days clean. You know, after, you know, like 4 years, we're still together. I'm not saying it's the right thing to do, but you know, that's just the way it's been. And after a few months, she fell pregnant. I didn't know what to do. I thought, what, you know, what am I supposed to do? You know, I'm just a, you know, all I ever saw myself was a worthless junkie. And I really had to kind of dig deep, really try and, you know, find out what God's will for me was, and, you know, make a decision. I can make a commitment to this child, and this is the right thing to do. And I spoke to loads and loads of different people, you know, try and get their experience, and everyone said, yeah, you know, I got kids, and yeah, it's really good. And, you know, some said, well, you know, you really got to think about it. Nobody told me what to do. And then I realized, about 2 years afterwards, all the people I spoke to who said, yeah, go on, it's great, have kids, none of them actually lived with the children. But, you know, it's, you know, and I was giving him a bath last night, and I just thought, you know, this is really, you know, it's a lot bigger than me that I don't use. You know, it affects my mum, you know, my mother's mental state, her friend's mental state, society. You know, I don't commit the crimes. I don't, you know, whip handbags out of people, you know, on the street. I don't, you know, lie. I don't, you know, cost the government lots of money. And and today I've been to Birmingham to buy a sofa. And it's just so different, you know. I saw one I really wanted yesterday, and I felt, this is God's will, right? I saw it in Selfridges. I've been at DFS, I've been all up Tottenham Court Road, all this place, and then I saw one yesterday, and I thought, it's God's will, right? And I went home, and I spoke about it, and you know, that kind of exciting, you know, that thing, the feeling that I get when I'm kind of caught up in, not an obsession or a compulsion, but when I'm really driven, I thought, yeah, this is it. And then I thought, well, there's a place in Birmingham, right, where I can get a sofa that's bigger, right, more comfortable. It's a third of the price. It's got washable covers. It's got fabric protection. But it's just not as nice. And so I went up there today, and, you know, I think I'm going to go for the cheaper one that's more practical, and that's just not like me. You know, that's the kind of difference of doing this. And you know, I'm moving into a two-bedroom flat. For the last 2.5 years, I've been sleeping on a £99 futon in a one-bedroom flat. And you know, to kind of go to a place, you know, it's like to have my own bedroom. You know, this is, you know, it's something that is. I'm really looking forward to, and I've got a great life. You know, I've got some really good people in my, you know, in my life, and you know, I'm really sort of I'm really grateful to be clean. And I'll end on this. For 2006, I can be, you know, the core of my disease is very, very negative, and for 2006, I'm saying yes. You know, so I'm saying yes, and, you know, and being positive and being, you know, not having that self-centered fear, you know, and so I've done the chair. And I'll leave it there. Thanks a lot. Thanks.